Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The South Korean internet giant Naver is to launch an app store later this year. The ethical beauty company The Body Shop is to launch an e-commerce site targeting the United Arab Emirates. And research has revealed the Spanish advertising landscape. The South Korean internet giant Naver is going to launch an app store in June later this year. It's joined forces with the country's three major mobile operators, SK Telecom, LG Uplus and KT, to launch a unified app store that will incorporate other Naver services, such as its online payment system Naver Pay. The South Korean app market is worth an estimated 4.5 trillion won, equivalent to $3.8 billion, and is currently dominated by the Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Between them, American giants account for 80% of the South Korean app market. Naver hopes that by launching its own app store, it'll create a more competitive apps market in the country. The South Korean smartphone market is the most mature in the world, with a mobile penetration rate of over 100%, meaning that some people own more than one smartphone. The ethical beauty company The Body Shop has announced plans to launch an e-commerce site targeting the United Arab Emirates. The site is expected to go live in 2017, although an exact date has not yet been announced. The country was chosen due to the phenomenal growth The Body Shop has seen in the region in recent years. In 2015, growth in the Middle East was 3 times higher than the rest of the world. It's particularly popular in the male beauty market. Male shoppers make up 40% of The Body Shop's customers in the Middle East, compared to a global average of 35%. The Body Shop has put its Middle Eastern success down to the efforts it's put into becoming experts of Ramadan gifts. Research by InfoAdex has revealed the Spanish advertising landscape. Advertising spend in the country increased by 7.5% between 2014 and 2015, when it totaled just over 5 billion euros. TV advertising attracted the most spending, accounting for 2 billion euros, with digital coming in second place with around 1.3 billion euros. When looking at which mediums were seeing the largest growth in advertising spend, cinema and digital advertising came out on top. Cinema advertising rose by around 36% between 2014 and 2015, whilst digital advertising rose by 16%. Spain has an internet penetration rate of 74%, equivalent to 35 million people. Millennials are an important demographic in the American mobile e-commerce market. Millennials spent around $600 million via their mobile phones last year and are frequent online shoppers due to its convenience. To target millennials, businesses need to make sure that they engage with these customers to foster a sense of loyalty. Research has found that millennials are less loyal to individual e-commerce sites and payment options than other age groups, instead being happy to change their preferences to suit their needs. And finally, Rocket Internet has said it expects 2015 to be its biggest year for losses, as it predicts that 3 of its startups will become profitable in 2017. Rocket Internet is famous for helping to launch internet-related companies in new markets based on proven business models. It recently sold Lazada, which was the company causing the most losses, and is also in the process of scaling back spending in 2 other companies, Westwing and Lamoda, in order to be more efficient. And that's all from me today. Be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.